Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Cairnsar's most trusted energy retailer nationally, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. Jared Healy and Sam McClure with you, about to be joined by a man who's been a regular on this show for a long, long time. Fair to say, though, Jared, a bit has happened the Melbourne Storm in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they've been in the trenches. They've been copping a fair old pounding and plenty of gratuitous advice from the east, the west, the north and south of the country. Frank Panisi is the man who's receiving all that and having to deal with many of these problems at the Melbourne Storm. And it's something that we don't associate with the Storm, and that is problems outside of losing a prelim final. But Frank joins us once again. Frank, welcome to you. It's not often we talk negatively when we chat to you, but unfortunately you've had a couple of issues that have put you in the spotlight in the wrong manner.
No, thanks, Jared. Thanks, Sam. We understand that, and it's pretty hard to defend a lot of those things too. I mean, obviously we love when we get all the accolades and all the pats on the back that come our way, and which we've obviously received a fair few over the years, but when it's time not to get the brickbats, we've just got to put the helmets on and take them, and more importantly, got to do something about it going forward.
Yes, and you've always been able to do that, respond with winning, and people have written you off forever, but right now you've lost three absolute stars, and Brandon Smith, I'm not sure how he's going to perform. He's put himself in the spotlight unnecessarily. I mean, he's really, in my view, put his whole future at the club, and I'm talking short term. I know long term he's not there anyway, but it must have been so close to giving him his marching orders. Have you still settled on the fact that you're going to bring him back into the fold, or has he still got to earn his right to become one of the Storm players again for next year?
Yeah, look, he starts officially back again tomorrow. It's our last group that start training. We've had the groups come in three. The new player started about a month ago. Our younger group, or our less and more experience of our 2021 squad, started 2 weeks ago, and then the remainder, which Brandon's part of, starts tomorrow. So it all starts for him tomorrow. They've certainly used the word regain. There's, whether you call it respect or trust or whatever the word is, there's obviously some work to be done by Brandon, and only Brandon can do that, not just through words but through actions. So, yeah, he's got some work to do, and it all starts tomorrow for him.
We all make mistakes, and podcasts seem to bring out the worst in a lot of people. They get a bit loose and talking with mates, et cetera, and want to talk it up and have a bit of a joke. But ultimately, you've had to acknowledge what he said, the drinking culture, et cetera. It's how did you deal with that, and clearly how are you dealing with the public with us now with this allegation of the big drinking culture?
Yeah, look, the podcast as a whole found disappointing, but I found the drinking culture puzzling. I think you only have to look at our record over the last 7 years. We've made seven consecutive prelims. You know, I think four minor premierships, four grand finals, two premierships. We won 19 games on the bounce this year. You don't have those performances over a long period of time if you've got a drinking culture.
Yep.
If you did, I think there'd be a lot of sporting teams in Australia that would be suddenly adopting a drinking culture. So I found those comments puzzling. It's impossible. And I think anyone that's got any type of knowledge of physical performance and the constant use of alcohol, tell you they just don't go together.
Was it personally disappointing for you and Craig, Frank? Because this kid has been one of you for a long, long time and essentially thrown you under the bus.
Well, you're disappointed because you care about someone and someone that has contributed enormously to the club. So I think if it was just a bloke that just flew in, flew out, you wouldn't really give too much thought to it. But it's someone that's been here for 5 years, came as a young player, made his debut here, and has given his absolute all to the club and really contributed, and so that made it disappointing. And look, I haven't heard the podcast, and those type of podcasts, not my go, to be honest. Not just because of this, they're just not my go, those type of podcasts that are done these days. And people tell me that he did say a lot of good things about the club, which is fantastic. But unfortunately, as I've explained to him, they're not worried about the 95% good things he said. They'll focus purely on the 5%, and that 5% of things he shouldn't have said, and he regrets saying them now.
How close did you get to sacking him?
Oh, look, that discussion is, obviously there's just been disappointment. There's a lot of speculation going around, crazy speculation over the weekend about swapping and those type of things. We just let it ride, just clear our emotions, and then waited for Brandon to come back. So Brandon, as I said, just arrived back into Melbourne over the weekend, and He starts officially tomorrow, and then we'll have a chat. He's contracted to the club, and you know, if he really wants to be here, and you know, and he can show that he wants to be here, you know, that this is where his future will be. So, but you know, as I said, it's easy just having one or two meetings. He's got to show it over a period of time. So, but there was a lot of disappointed people, and thankfully, no more disappointed than himself for the comments that he made.
So, are you refuting that you approached West Tigers to do a swap?
We didn't approach. No, we can. I can guarantee we approached no club. No, like certainly, when you're in that position, you become you know, as we are, as people think you're vulnerable. So you obviously you will get potentially other clubs contacted. But yeah, some of the it's we just got to take a deep breath. It's been a very, very disappointing week on top of a few other things. So we've just got to take a breath, sit down with the player in person rather than over the phone or by text, and have a conversation with him. But, you know, as I said, he's a contracted player, and he'll be given an opportunity to show that he really wants to be here.
Given how long you've been involved with this footy club, do you think that the awe of the Melbourne Storm has been impacted by the last few months? Has the gloss gone off the club a little bit? I mean, you've dealt with some pretty serious circumstances. You've had a white powder scandal involving some of your stars, and then one of those stars opens up about, you know, an alleged drinking culture. And he says he was taken out of context. I've listened back. That's what he said. How big an impact do you think, Frank, this has had?
Oh, look, it's something we don't like, and we generally care about the culture. You know, it's been built. You know, cultures aren't built overnight, and built over a season. It takes years and years to build great cultures, and you know, and this has been built over a long period of time. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have been here a long time, you know, no longer than Craig. And, you know, I've been, this is my 15th season. We've got a lot of other staff similar that we generally care, and our players as well. I think, you know, they generally care about the culture. So what you'll find, Sam, is an extremely determined group that have basically, you know, seen that we've taken a whack, and it hurts, and we care about it. So, you know, whether we've lost our aura, I'm not too sure. All we care about is our culture is restored to where it should be, our high standards and our values that we have. So, yeah, we're certainly not throwing the white flag. If anything, I think you're going to see an extremely determined club, not just on the field, because I'm pretty confident on the field, but, you know, it's off the field too. I think that's the most important thing. I think that's the area we've got to improve in lots of areas, and we're determined to get back to where we know where we belong.
So on a positive, couple of new players, in fact, three new players heading to the club and starting training this week, including Xavier Coates, who's a hell of a player.
He's been exceptionally outstanding during pre-season. He's been here a month now, as all the new players have, and he's training incredibly well. He's you know, leading the pace. Nick Meaney, that we signed from the Bulldogs, you know, as a replacement for Nico Hines, again, he's fitted in really well. And he's a little bit older too, so his experience is quite invaluable. Josh King from the Knights, a player that'll, you know, will play similar to Dale Finucan, and by no means we're even thinking of comparing it to Dale, but he's added some real energy. And we've got a couple of young players, the Torren Wishart that we got midway through the last year, who's joined our squad for that but didn't play. He's probably one of our best at training at the moment. And a young kid called Jack Howarth, who was also in our system last year, but just with COVID, got little opportunities. So he'll, they've probably been the standouts, but it's, there's one that's, you know, with all the distractions going on, one thing we're really pleased is how the group hasn't been distracted. Their on-field performance has been outstanding. The high standards, as good as I've ever seen it at training. I saw a session on Saturday, which was the toughest session I've seen for a long time. And, you know, they were outstanding. They did everything and beyond. So yeah, where we are right now, we welcome all the boys back tomorrow. And, you know, so far it's been, from an on-field point of view, Jared, it's been a very successful on-field. We just got to fix up the off-field issues.
Well, Frank, I'm not sure we'll talk again on air between now and Christmas, but I'm looking forward to catching up with you at Tommy Ruff's in the next couple of weeks. You've been fantastic for us all year. Good luck and have a great break. All the best.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for your support during the year. Really appreciate it.
Frank Panisi, the godfather of the Melbourne Storm. Your calls after this.